This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi there. You've pressed play on another episode of The Saturday Quiz, and I'm so glad you have. My name's John Leary, and I'm about to ask 10 general knowledge quiz questions, and my guests are going to try and come up with the answers. Those guests are here representing the Ensemble Theatre's Australian premiere production of the Tony Award-nominated play Clydes, which is set in a roadside diner in the United States at which ex-cons fantasize about making the perfect sandwich. Welcome to the show, Nancy Dennis and Aaron Sindos.
Hello.
Hello, you two. Thank you for joining me.
No worries. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just like, not to start it off like this, but it is pronounced Nancy Denise.
I'm so sorry.
Of my Haitian background, the French did colonize my people, but then we revolted in 1804. So it is Denis, like the Denis Mountain in France.
Oh. Well, merci. My apologies.
Totally fine.
Nancy Denis. and Aaron Sindos. How's my pronunciation of your surname?
Sindos, yeah, pretty good, pretty good. We've had many workshops on this, and there's been some corkers over the years.
You must have had some very unusual pronunciations of Sindos, because, I mean, I don't know if my listeners will know, but it starts with a T.
Yeah, it's T-S-I-N-D-O-S.
Yes.
And I've had, it's been a while. People, and there are literally people who just give up. They'll start, and then they'll still go
Stop. Aaron, are you here? Aaron?
Aaron. Yeah, but I've had Tosindos. That's, I think, the most
wild.
Yeah, that was when I was in primary school, and me and my sister were in primary school, and they're like, can Aaron and Jessica Tosindos please come to... I was like, wow.
That's brilliant.
And it was a pretty woggy school, too. There were a lot of Greeks and Italians there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, but, yeah, there you go.
Now, tell me about Clydes.
It's a great show. Come see it.
Yeah, you play the the title character, don't you? You are Clyde.
I play Clyde at Clyde's Sandwich Shop.
And what's Clyde's deal?
Look, she's wickedly naughty and wickedly evil, and it's really fun to play someone so mean. It wasn't at first. I had like really tight chest pains. I was like,
We still hug at the end of every show, just to let it out.
Like, seriously, it's a D-roll. It's like, get out of character, hug Aaron, make sure everyone knows it's okay. We're just acting, we're pretending.
Yeah.
Not pretend.
Yeah, nice. Because you're doing a bit of pretending as well, Aaron.
Yeah.
People can't see on this podcast, but you are sporting some pretty radical tattoos.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. It's all like hate crime tattoos. So the guy I'm playing his name is Jason. He went to prison for assault, right? The only people who would kind of look after him in the prison were white supremacists in the prison.
Right.
So he starts getting these tattoos to kind of fit in with them while he's there. But then when the play starts, he's kind of left prison and he doesn't like that he's got the tattoos and he wants to try and forget about that whole thing.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a kind of tricky thing because you kind of, it's one of those things where you see those tattoos on somebody and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But the other funny thing is that my mother's Jewish, so I'm Jewish, right?
So having some, like, SS tattoos on your arm.
Lightning bolts on my arm. And, like, 1488 on my face. Jewish. I have a tattoo on my face during the show, which is the 14th passage of Mein Kampf.
Yeah, right.
And 8-8
is Heil Hitler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I just make sure that I wear my chai, which I've got on right now.
Right.
With life in Hebrew. So I always just wear that to make myself feel a little bit better.
Goodness me. Wow.
But yeah.
But the show is on right now at the Ensemble Theatre in Kirribilli.
Yes.
Until the 10th of June. So it's quite a run.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
And we're double billing. We're double billing with Suddenly Last Summer.
I did not know that. What does that mean?
It means that we do the first hour and a half, or sometimes they do the first hour and a half, then you get like a little interval.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you watch either our show, you watch Suddenly.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. So
yeah, it's cool.
Two for the price of one kind of deal.
So I think I think you pay for each.
Yeah.
Two for the price of two.
Two for the price of two. Yeah, it's relative.
Oh, that's like cool. There's no cast crossover.
No.
Right. That would be a little
Gosh, that would be fun.
That would have been fun, though. That would have been kind
of
cool.
It would have been fun, yeah.
But, yeah.
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 Okay, well, on this podcast, I ask my... Before we start into the questions, I ask my guests if they have a favourite piece of trivia. Do either of you have a favourite piece of trivia?
I have a good one.
Go.
Go on, baby.
It was actually a trivia question from, like, a fundraising event.
Oh, yes.
Which the question was... which two characters in the Simpsons canon have five fingers?
Oh.
Whoa.
I know this one.
Oh my gosh.
You know this one, don't you? You're very trivia savvy, though.
Well, yeah. I've been doing this for 4 years, so yeah.
Have you ever asked this question?
No, but it has come up. I think it's come up somewhere. Mm. I'm going to guess.
Go on. Yeah.
Those characters are Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And is it? The big guy.
The big man.
God.
The big man himself. God. Yeah.
God.
But you only ever see God's hands.
Yeah.
At one point when Homer falls asleep on the couch.
Yeah, that's right.
Stops going to church.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's one of my fun little pieces of trivia.
But yeah. but that makes a mockery of the, made in his image. That's...
Hey, look, I don't want to get into that, okay? I don't know what kind of subscriber base you've got here, okay? They already know I'm Jewish.
So. Funny. All right, great. What about you, Nancy? Do you have a favourite piece of trivia? You don't have to.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. I'm not, like, trivia is something that I'm not, I don't think that I'm
you don't
not
care
good
about?
At it. No, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I'm not good at it. But
right.
It doesn't mean I'm not enthusiastic about it. Like, I will lose gracefully, and I will lose with fun. Like, I'll lose like I feel like I'm the winner.
Yeah,
you're
good.
Also very knowledgeable, though. You're very knowledgeable. Person.
Also, this is not a competition. Aaron, this whole podcast is not a competition. It's just...
Well, but we're going to win it.
We just want to get to the correct answers.
Just to be like... So me and Aaron are on the same team, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to win it probably because Aaron's us.
You're
going to
win it
things.
Probably.
It's us against your other guests that you've had previously.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get into the questions proper. Here we go. Question number one.
Oh.
Dear Gwich is a traditional greeting used for centuries in which country?
You say it again, please.
Yeah.
Word.
Dear Gwich.
Can you spell it?
I can spell it. D-I-A, new word, D-H-U-I-T. Dear Gwich. And it's typically responded to with, "Dear is Moya Gwich."
Oh, so it's a Dutch-like spot.
Oh, no, that might just be what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. No, it's not a Dutch-like spot.
It's not a Dutch-like spot. Do you have any ideas, Aaron?
Well, it does sound like Yiddish, but I don't think it's Yiddish.
Oh, it's not. No, it's not Yiddish either.
It has a very Yiddishy vibe.
Yeah.
The other option I was thinking was something like Gaelic.
Oh,
Gaelic.
Hello.
Because that's kind of got a pretty... Can you spell the thing again?
Yeah.
Dear Gwich.
Yeah, Gwich is spelled D-H-U-I-T.
Okay, I reckon U-I-T. I reckon it might be the D-H. I think it would be Gaelic.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with what Aaron said, Gaelic. Let's go with that.
Yeah, it is Gaelic. It's Irish, yeah. It's used in Ireland. And it means... God with you.
Oh,
so it's kind of like a, you know, God with you. And the response, dear is Moya Gwich, is God and Mary be with you. So that was going to be my clue that, you know, The Irish, they're a bit of the Mary lovers, really, aren't they?
Is that like a one-upmanship, you know? Like, good day to you. Very good day to you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It kind of is. Yeah, kind of is. Okay. All right, very well done. Question number two. The characters Eponine, Javert, Fantine, and Marius feature in which 19th century novel? And there's a bonus point for naming the author.
Okay.
Doesn't it sound like Les Misérables? Doesn't
it does sound a lot like that.
I'm going to be crucified for not knowing. I don't know the name of the author. I don't know it. And so many of my friends are like, do you know the name, Nancy, who wrote it?
No, I don't. I hardly know your name.
What? Baron Bindos is my name.
You do know this guy's name. I guarantee that you do know this name. So it is the novel Les Misérables, after which the musical is made.
Yep.
So the author's name.
What's his name? Is it Jean or Jean?
No.
Just general French.
His initials are VH.
Oh, Victor, not Henkel, Victor.
It's another man's first name.
Henry?
Victor.
Not Victor Henry.
Hamilton. Don't listen to me. I'm so sorry.
Victor Harper? Victor.
No.
What's his name?
Hayman.
And it's, you know.
Victor H. It's Victor H.
Victor.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say the H probably if you were French.
You wouldn't say the H.
Well, you know how the French do it.
Yeah.
Do you speak French?
Nope. Born and raised in Australia, assimilated as requested by the Queen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the of white Australia, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, John Howard. Victor.
Can we get half
Henkel?
A point?
This is
hilarious. You said that already.
Victor Henkel? Did you say?
I said that already.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Australian actor, something weaving.
Victor Hugo.
That's right.
Victor Hugo
is the author.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize to my partner, Stephanie Jones, who will be pulling her hair out.
She'll be outraged by you knowing that. Do you know, here's a question for the, here's an odd question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember what Jean Valjean's prisoner number is?
24601.
Yeah,
24601. 24601. Do you know where that comes from?
No.
This is a bit bonkers. So Victor Hugo believed himself to have been conceived on the 24th of June, 1801, which is the origin of Jean Valjean's prison number, 24601.
That's so funny.
What is that number, 246? What does that number add up to? Anyone know?
It's calculated out. It was 13.
13.
Which is 4.
Okay. Well, are you doing numerology on Jean Valjean now?
A little bit.
That's his prison. Yeah.
A tiny bit.
You can just imagine him coming out of, what was your prison number? 24601?
Four.
Oh.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
All right, question number three. What word does the I in GIF stand for? And this is a multiple choice if you don't know. Do you know?
Multiple choice.
Okay. Is it A, interchange, B, image, or C, illustration?
Oh.
No?
I think it's image
too, but illustration would be fun, but I think it's image.
Well, neither of those are correct.
It's the first one, interchange?
It's interchange, yes.
What does it all stand for? What is it
all stands for graphics, interchange, format.
I might remember that for the rest of my life.
Maybe you will. Uh-huh. It was invented by coder Stephen Wilhite in 1987 while working at CompuServe. How do you say it? Do you say GIF or GIF?
What's it stand for?
I say
general.
GIF.
No, what's the first? What's the G?
Graphics.
Graphic. Ooh. Well, then it should be GIF.
Yeah, right? But he maintained that the pronunciation was GIF. But everyone else who comes into contact with the word pronounces GIF. It with a hard G.
Well, however, he invent it.
Yeah, so
yeah, but
we should sort of say that he wants.
And also,
but
GIF
it's not
kind of
graphics.
Fun.
Is it?
Well, it might have been.
It's graphics.
It's true. It is graphics.
But when you see a GIF move, it looks so cute. So maybe he was going for the emotion of it. He's like GIF, like Jiffy. Maybe. Look at it GIF around.
What a GIF.
Yeah.
Also, maybe also because isn't there a cleaning product called GIF? Jiffy?
No, yeah. There is a cleaning product, but in the United States where he was from, there's a peanut butter brand that is known as GIF, that is called GIF.
Mm. Okay, well, maybe there you go. Maybe
there you go. Yeah. Mm. There you go. There you have it.
Okay. Question number four. Which British fashion designer and subject of a new documentary directed by Sadie Frost died last month, aged 93?
Oh, it's the miniskirt woman. It's the woman.
It is the miniskirt woman. Very good. She was a prominent figure in the London swinging 60s scene.
She was the had the bright colour miniskirts and like that kind of look.
And those tights, those, you know, patterned tights worn under a miniskirt.
What was her name?
She died at 96.
93. Yeah. MQ are her initials.
Mary something?
Mary is Mary? Nice guess. Mary.
I can't remember.
I'm not actually at all.
I actually weirdly watched a thing on ABC about her when she died. Because I was like, who's this person?
Is it Quinn?
It's not Quinn. It's kind of the first part of our, you know, our national airline.
Mary Quant.
Her full name was Dame Barbara Mary Quant.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, she went by Mary Quant. And she is credited by some as the inventor of the miniskirt, though there's quite a few designers around at that time who make a similar claim. But at the very least, she is the one who gave the miniskirt its name.
How about she's very cool, man. She had a cool shop. And
yes, she did.
Funky. Yeah. Cool lady.
Still going, I think, that shop, by the way.
Is it? Might be.
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, question number five. True or false? Here we go. 50-50 for you.
50-50.
True or false, mercury is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature.
I feel like saying true.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. But, and then Aaron say something else, and then it's now
from 50-50. I'm trying to think of all the other metals that I can think of. Any liquid metal. Liquid metal is a great name for something. Is that a comic or something?
It liquid
or
metal?
Or a band? Liquid metal. Band.
Yeah.
It'd be great if it was a rock band.
True.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Yay.
There are only two elements that are liquid at what is called standard temperature and pressure, which is a fancy way of saying room temperature. They are mercury, which is the metal, and the other one is a halogen called bromine.
Bromine is not good for you.
Pardon?
Bromine's like a carcinogenic, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, possibly. I mean, mercury's not very good for you either.
Mercury's not good. But do you know how I kind of knew that it might have been true? Because there used to be this, like, TV show on ABC that I used to watch of a girl who turned into, like, liquid.
Yeah, what was that called?
I don't know what it's called, but...
Alec Mack?
Something like that.
Alice Mack?
And she turned into liquid whenever she wanted or she got nervous. And that's the image that popped into my head when you said mercury at room temperature. I was like, oh, yeah, like that girl.
Like that girl.
Alex Mack.
It's called Alex Mack.
She's called Alex Mack, and she was like a detective as well.
And she could liquefy herself.
Yeah, but she looked like mercury.
Wow.
She looked
like mercury when she did it.
Water.
Was it an Australian show or?
Was it Australian? I think it was American.
Oh, was it American?
It was on Nickelodeon. In America, my cousins have this really old house, and in the attic, they found an old medic kit that had mercury that you would drink.
Cold.
What?
It was like watered down mercury. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
People used to think it would fix you for colds. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but it just made you die.
Or sent you crazy, actually. Mercury poison, makes it a little bit.
Oh, maybe it wasn't mercury. Nutty. That's the thing that Hatters had. That's why they were mad.
Yeah,
Hatters,
that's right.
They worked with mercury.
It's still, I mean, we still use mercury in a lot of industry to,
in the acting industry.
We all go a little bit mad. All right, on that note, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Aaron Sindos and Nancy Denis, and we are up to question number 6. Where in the human body would you find the uvula?
In your mouth, the back of your throat.
Oh, straight out, Aaron.
Okay, Aaron.
Wow. That's beautiful. What is it?
Why Describe do you know it? That?
Describe it.
Yeah.
It looks like a little drip, like it's that drip skin bit at the back of your throat.
It is. That's
do you mean the dangly thing at the back of your throat that Cardi B talks about?
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm. It's called the uvula, which means in Latin, do you know what it means? How's your Latin, Aaron?
Not very well. I'm Greek, not Latin. Uvula. I reckon it means something to do with voice. It's got to be something to do with the voice.
No. It's what it resembles.
A bell.
Oh, a bell's a cute little...
Little bell?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like a little...
Oh. Yeah, looks like the little donga in a bell. No, yeah. It means little grape in Latin.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's cute. That is cute. But uvula sounds... better than little grape.
Uvula.
Why did you know that so well? Like, why do you know that, Aaron?
I don't know.
It's a singing thing, though, right? Like,
well, you don't really worry about your uvula when you're singing.
No, it just does its own thing.
Yeah, it sort of does its own thing. But I don't know how I know about the uvula. I learned it in some... I mean, I studied biology in school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sure, I love it.
All right, question number 7. The end of which 1980 Australian film has Edward Woodward delivering the line, "Shoot straight, you bastards, don't make a mess of it"?
I think it's Gallipoli, right?
No, it's not Gallipoli.
No.
It is Warrie. You've got the right, you're in the right kind of, wrong war though, actually.
1980s. Oh, is this the one with Brian Brown?
It is.
What's it called?
What about you, Nancy? No idea on this one?
No, I'm still stuck on the name Edward Woodward. Like, how many woods is there? Is that three or
do you
two?
Know, do you know the famous Noel Coward quote about the name Edward Woodward?
No.
Edward Woodward.
You don't know this?
No. What's
Noel Coward, on meeting Edward Woodward, said, Edward Woodward sounds like a fart in a bath.
Is that a real quote? Because I love
that's
it.
That's a real quote, genuine quote.
Sounds like a fart in a bar.
How good is that?
That's great. What was that movie called? It had young Brian Brown in it, and they're in front of
it. It had a young Brian Brown. He won the Best Supporting Actor AFI.
It's about the Boer War, isn't it?
It is about the Boer War. It's about a true case, like a court-martial at the end of the Boer War.
I can't remember the name.
The name is the character's name that Edward Woodward plays.
Barfart.
Pardon?
Barfart.
Oh, Barfart. No.
So close.
His first name is kind of a nickname. So BM are the initials of the...
What's that called? But oh, my God. Breaker Moran.
Breaker Morant is the right answer.
There you go.
Very
Yay!
Well done.
Aaron's team.
Yes, Nancy.
Clyde's team. Cool.
In 1980, the film won 10 Australian Film Institute awards, including Best Film, Best Direction for Bruce Beresford. Leading actor, not for Edward Woodward, but Jack Thompson won
Thompson
the Best Actor. The supporting actor for Brian Brown, the screenplay. The art direction, cinematography, and editing. It was also nominated for the 1980 Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Is that the movie that sort of made Brian Brown really famous? And didn't he do Cocktail with like Tom Cruise after that or something? Is Brian Brown
not long after that? Yeah. It's also the film that kind of launched Bruce Beresford's career as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
Wonderful.
Go.
All right.
Nets.
Got there in the end.
He's like,
All right, question number 8. Tasmania's forthcoming entry into the AFL will see how many teams in the league?
Shit.
Nancy, you're looking at me like you disdain, utter disdain for these questions.
Okay, we can let's count them, Nancy. We can count
okay,
them.
Okay, I'll
there's two teams
stuff.
In WA.
Yep.
There's two teams in South Australia.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
There's yeah, okay. two teams in Queensland.
Okay.
There's two teams in Sydney.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I like how you're doing this.
I'm counting on my fingers. You can also see the tape. Yeah. You can't see them.
No, but I like how you're doing the two teams, two teams, two teams thing.
And then there is, in Melbourne, there is Essendon, Collingwood, Richmond, Footscray, Melbourne.
Hey, wait, Footscray?
Well, yeah, like the Bulldogs, Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Melbourne. Melbourne. North Melbourne.
Oh, my God, this is a lot.
St Kilda. I think that makes it 16 then. Is there one I'm forgetting?
There is one that's not in Melbourne, but in Victoria.
Geelong. So it'll be 17 then, I think. Is that it? No.
I think you said 16 and I felt like maybe that was right. I don't know.
No. He's not right. He's
there's
incorrect.
16. Geelong is 16. Number 16.
Okay.
What we've named.
Yeah.
So wait, there's 8 outside of Victoria so far. We realised, right?
Yes, we established that.
West Coast, Rio, Port, Adelaide, Gold Coast, Brisbane, GWS, Sydney. Yeah, there's 8.
Yes.
Then there's
yep.
Geelong.
Yes.
St Kilda.
Yes.
Essendon, Carlton, Collingwood.
Yes, Essendon,
Richmond,
Carlton, Collingwood.
North yeah. Melbourne, Melbourne.
Another one, they're bottom of the table at the moment.
Hawthorn.
9. Correct.
So there's 9 plus 8. 17, 18. It would make 18 teams?
No, you're missing another one.
What am I missing?
Who are you missing?
Oh, no.
Oh, Western Bulldogs.
I forgot Western Bulldogs that time. 18. So that's 18. 19.
18.
Okay.
But there'd be 19.
So there will be 19 teams with the addition of
Tasmania.
The Tasmanian team.
There's a big controversy about that because they want to be called the Tasmanian Devils. But
isn't there already the Tasmanian Devils?
Well, Warner Brothers owns that name, I think.
Yeah, but how?
Why do they do that? Oh, because
they can't own the name in this territory. That's not allowed.
That's what they're saying. And apparently, Warner Brothers are chatting with them about it. They're not being like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, they absolutely can't.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a leg to stand on. I don't care that they've had their character for whatever length of time. You can't
tell them.
Quite simply can't
tell them.
Copyright the name of an animal.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't tell them.
Yeah.
Take that.
Constitution.
Take that.
Take that, Warner Brothers.
Take that, Warner Brothers.
All right. Very well done.
Thank you.
Yay.
Question number 9. Would you eat, wear, or play an empanada?
I'll eat it.
Yeah, you'd eat it.
Yeah.
Nancy knows.
Can you, Nancy, describe what an empanada is?
It's yummy. It looks like half.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it looks like half a moon, and it's usually stuffed with yummy, delicious, like either chicken or meat.
What is stuffed?
The empanada.
The tortilla.
Like a pastry.
It is like a pastry. Name comes from the Spanish empanar, which means to bread or wrapped. Yeah. Wrap or coat in bread.
Yeah, it's not really a pastry because it's not as fluffy as a pastry, but it's...
Yeah, no, it's like a dough.
Yeah.
So
you make it by folding dough over a filling that, as you said, could be meat, cheese,
chicken,
tomato, whatever.
Tomato.
Oh.
And that just about every South American nation has its own version.
Of an empanada.
But they're also found in Indonesia and the Philippines.
They're everywhere.
They've got their local ones due to the, you know, Spanish and Portuguese influence there.
And
the colonizing.
Colonizing, yes, exactly. With food. Is there a Haitian empanada? Do you know, Nancy?
No, I mean, what I know about Haiti and what my mum and my dad did when living here, it's more like it's Caribbean. It's very Caribbean, obviously,
because
it's in the Caribbean islands.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, stews and rice and stuff like that,
Is that like Cajun cooking? Is that what that is?
No, It's like Caribbean. No. Aaron? Is that Caribbean?
Different
cooking?
Different part of the world.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Creole?
Yeah, Creole. Haitian Creole, though. Because yeah. Creole just means mixed in Latin. There's Creole everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, everybody.
In at Clyde's, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Clyde, at Clyde's restaurant, do they have empanadas on the menu?
Certainly do not, no.
No?
No, they just have sandwiches. Just sandwiches and, upon sandwiches.
And by sandwiches, it's like the American-style sandwich, which is like...
A burger, and it's grilled.
Like a burger?
Yeah, everything's like grilled and burgered up and like sloppy and oily and delicious.
Do you actually make food in the shop?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't. I don't. No. No, I don't. But everybody else does.
Yeah.
They work for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent. I see. Yeah, I see.
But we do.
Do you eat the food?
They do.
We do, yeah. So we don't, there's sort of two sets. There's like pre-made sandwiches that like they're trying to create the perfect sandwich. So they'll come in and be like, hey, I've made this sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And when they do that, they're pre-made proper sandwiches, right?
I see.
But then for the rest of the time when we're making sandwiches as orders and stuff, we're just making sort of messier versions of those sandwiches, but we don't actually eat those because
it's not edible. Don't do it.
Sitting out and they stink. Like yesterday, I don't think I told you this, Nan. No. There's like a little tub of tomatoes, and I put my hand into it, and it was just like goop. And I was like, on stage, like, oh god,
oh wow.
I was like, well, that's gross. I actually picked out all the goopy tomato and put it in the sandwich because then I knew I was throwing the sandwich in the bin because I make it wrong. So I was like, I'm getting rid of all that shit right now.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I could smell it because I opened the fridge at the top of the show, and when I opened it, I was like, gosh, that is stinky today.
Yeah, there's a waft.
Yeah, there's a full waft coming out.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's authentic.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are up to the final question.
Great work. Let's do this.
Here we go. Question number 10. Vanessa Hudson has been named as the new chief executive of which company?
Oh, Qantas?
Qantas is the right answer.
Oh, my God. Aaron, you're so good at this. We've got to go to trivia nights and win stuff.
I used to do
Just take Aaron.
Just take me.
My
trivia knowledge is very weird, is fine, but there's some massive holes in there. Massive holes.
But you've done really well at this quiz.
Yeah. I feel like I answered maybe four, which I'm proud of. See? Proud.
Yeah.
Little loser over
here. Did answer some great. You knew about empanadas. I didn't know what they were.
I have a lot of South American friends.
Ah, right, yeah.
So I eat them a lot. Nice. So when you said I was like, food, you eat it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's edible.
Yes.
But, yeah, trivia's fun, though. Excellent. I enjoy a little bit of triv.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was quite fun.
Oh, well, thank you both so much for coming on to the podcast.
It was a pleasure.
Break legs for Clyde's, which is on at the Ensemble Theatre right now until the 10th of June.
Come on down.
Yay.
We'd love to have you.
Excellent.
Yes, come. Come into my world. Who sings that? Kylie Minogue, the Pearl of Australia.
The Pearl. The Pearl.
All right. Well, thanks you too.
Thank you
so much, John.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to my guests this week, Nancy Denis and Aaron Sindos. Go and see both of them in Clyde's at the Ensemble Theatre in Sydney. For those of you interested, I'll put a link in the show notes to a clip from the early 90s TV show The Secret World of Alex Mack, which Nancy was talking about in relation to the Mercury question. It's quite kooky. Thank you to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people. I pay my respects to their elders, past and present. My name's John Leary. I'll have more questions for you same time next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.